We're learning about the prohibition against calling a parent by his name. So one of the questions that Cronin deal with relatively late after in the 19th century and on is there are a number of times where biblical figures, particularly the patriarchs, do refer to their parents by their name. So the Teres Israel, for example, refers to the pasuk. First, he brings the pasuk where Yaakov says, Elokei Avram, Pachad Yitzchak. He refers to his father Yitzchak. He says, "Good." He said, "Pachad." Pachad implies that he was that Shmo Shlakosh Baruch Hu was associated with him. That's like saying Abba Mar. Then he goes on. There are other psukim though that they didn't say that when Yaakov gives his instructions to his children, he says, Shama Kavru Yitzchak V'Rivka Ishtam. Shama Kavru Yitzchak. That's where they buried my father, Yitzchak. They bring other psukim, the Akron, the Tzav HaKabbalah, and other Akron bring other psukim. It says that when Yitzchak sends Yaakov to run from Esav, to go to Padan Aram, he tells him, V'itin L'cha, it's Birkas Avram. Yitzchak tells Yaakov, Birkas Avram. Later we find Yosef. Yosef tells his brothers that Pakod Yifkod, that when Hashem takes you out of Mitzrayim, take me out with you. El Ha'aretz Asher Nishba L'Avram L'Yitzchak U'L'Yaakov. So we find numerous cases where the Avos and do refer to each other, to their respective Avos, by their first name. Lachrimos. So some say that this is Drabanan. Even though the Rambam says Ezu covered Ezu Maran gives these examples, some say this is Drabanan. Maybe it wasn't Noheg Bismanazeh at that time yet. Some say the Avos were different for various reasons, which I didn't fully understand. But I'll suggest Drabanan, I think. That's a horror that various Achronim make. Incidentally, when Yaakov said Yitzchak and Rivka, so we have a hara on the Shifty book from page one, from the cover probably, even though not quite from the cover, from the front page. It says, Isur Haskara Shem Aviv Ima. Doesn't actually say anywhere in the post there's a prohibition with regard to your mother. The Rambam does say there's a mitzvah of cover and mara ave aim, ezu cover and mara, and start giving examples. Yes, okay, front page. It has Haskara Shem Aviv Ve'ima. Apparently nowhere in the postkim does it ever really say anything about aim. Again, not that I would know, but there are fairly erudite scholars today who have said they're not aware of any explicit reference to aim. Now, the Rambam does say, Kavran Mara, Ishiva of Tiro, the Torah says, and it says, Ezu Kavran, Ezu Mara, and gives examples. But when the Rambam gives his examples, the Rambam says that when he says what you're actually not allowed to do, so his language is, the language is that you don't call Aviv Bishmo. Rambam says, Lo yikari lo Bishmo, lo chayim lo mos, ve'la omer ab abamari, ha'yishem Aviv, shem Rabbah, shem Acher, mishana Shmam. The Rambam's examples are all Av. What the post can deal with is all Av. Again, it doesn't really answer the questions of the patriarchs, Rivka maybe, but it doesn't answer Yitzchak and Avram and Yaakov and all the other ones, but Ha'ara, Yemenite Rabbi Rabbi Yitzchak Ratzavi, makes this point that we don't find any reference to aim. Moreover, he says, gives a parallel, he says, standing up is covered. Does it apply to women, he says? Atleinu Temanim, he says, we don't stand up for women, he says. It's the Kanira, the Pshat is, he says, that the nature of what is covered varies by whether you're talking about a man or a woman. There are different modes of covered and murder that apply to men and women, and standing up is not something that applies to women, he says. And similarly, he says, calling by name, he doesn't think, he's not sure, at least their minhag was, it's not applied to women. But in any event, it does apply to men. And the question about the patriarchs is an issue. Another example from the Bible, this some of you have heard me discuss before, the Rabbi Tal Stern in the Betel HaChachma brings a Radak. The Radak says that when Hashem changed the names of Avram and Sarah, he said the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Lo yikare shimcha od Avram, your name will not be called in the passive voice Avram. And he told Sarah and he told Avram about Sarah. He said, look, tikra shma Sarah, you will not call her Sarah, you will call her Sarah. So referring to Sarah, he uses the direct second person form, you will not call her. When it comes to Avram, it says, you will not be called Avram. It doesn't say, she will not call you Avram. The Radak says that a child to a parent, a servant to his master, women to her husband, which are all similar relationships, superior to an inferior, basically, you do not call by the first name. A woman calls her husband Adoni, my master. She does not call him by his first name. And actually, the Achronim disagree over whether that was actually the custom. In the Sefer Yafel Alev, a Svardik, a Turkish Achron, he says that is the custom. He knows many, at least some women, he knows many distinguished women. They're Noshim Yikaros. Because they're Noshim Yikaros, they call their husbands my master. They don't call him by their first name. On the other hand, Rabbi Tzal Stern, an Ashkenazi of European extraction, says he never heard of such a thing. None of the posts can mention it. He doesn't know of anyone who does such a thing. Puk Chazi Mayama Dabar, he says, we're not knowing this way. And he says that even though it's true that the post can talk about covet a woman has for her husband, again, covet and Maran are measured differently in different contexts, then it does not mean that she, covet and Maran for the husband do not mean that she refrains from calling him by the first name. He points out, in any event, he says, the Radak's reading of the Psukim is problematic because everyone agrees that if she were to say Adoni, she could say Adoni Avram. Everyone allows, most people allow you to do that. So anyway, she could, once she's saying Adoni, she could have said Adoni Zakin, she said. She could have said Adoni Avram Zakin. So anyway, you have to explain some other reason why she wasn't going to be using Avram's name directly. But that's parenthetical.
I don't see it.
But in any event, the question of why the patriarchs use language like this is not entirely clear. That's a question that needs a teretz. Now, many poskim, many achronim, isn't so clear in the Gemara, but many achronim have an idea that if you use a title, if you don't simply say his name naked, if you give it some title, honorific, by Rebbe, by parent, then that is okay. The question is what kind of title. So one example given by the early poskim is Abba. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he explains that Abba, even though we usually use it to mean simply father, dad, the Abba and Ab is a little bit analogous to father and dad, I guess, in English, but there's a nuance of a difference in the language of Chazal. Abba was often a title of respect. If it wasn't a biological father, they used Abba to mean an elder, a senior, a chash of a person. The Arabs use Abu so-and-so to mean father so-and-so. It doesn't mean literal father always. It's a title of respect to someone deserving, in the opinion of whoever's using the title, at least, of respect. And therefore, Moshe explains that even when it is your father, it also carries the connotation of respect. And that's why Abba is a legitimate title. Now, I didn't see all the sources as thoroughly as I would need to, but it would seem, according to Moshe, simply saying, father, my father so-and-so might not be considered a title. Father has in English has no particular connotation of respect. But there are poskim who explicitly say the Eretz Tzvi, which the Shifty people bring, and others who explicitly say that simply saying Avi is sufficient. They bring the Chidah in Berke Yosef. The Chidah says, the Chidah is discussing whether in Tefillah, which they discuss also, whether in Tefillah, when a person's praying for his father, whether he should say titles or not, when he mentions his father's name. So the Chidah mentions, Hashem his grandfather, that Shlomo prayed for David, and he said, David Avi, help, save David Avi. So initially brings us a raya that when you pray, you shouldn't use honorifics. He didn't say, Amelech, my master, Rabbi, whatever. He didn't say anything like that. He just said simply, David Avi. By days, he says that it's not respectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use titles of respect for human beings when you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says, L'maisev, if it's someone who you have a mitzvah not to call by his name, then you should use a basic title, like either Rebbe or Avi. And he seems to say that even Avi is considered, again, he was talking in the context of Tefillah, where you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, but the way the Chidah is quoted by the Eretz Tzvi, and also in particular, is that Avi is a sufficient title, to avoid calling your father by his bare name. And I've seen that taken even further. So again, Rabbi Tzavi, Tzavi wants to argue the question of how, what you should do when the Gabbai says, Yamod Yitzchak Ben, who, then you can say your father's name even without saying anything. Without some posts can say you really should say, you should say your father's name, your Reuven Avi or Abba Reuven or whatever it is. You should say Avi Mori Reuven, and that's fine. The Gabbai will understand, and it's perfectly clear. But Rabbi Ratzavi wants to argue, no, he says that since saying, even saying Avi is enough, when he says you are Reuven Ben who, and you say Reuven, then Shimon or whatever, Yaakov,
So it's in response to Ben. So that's the equivalent of a title. So he's also obviously assuming you don't need specifically the top of the honorific of Abba or of Rebbe. Even saying Ben, even saying some kind of relationship word is enough. It's not simply the name by itself. And he's mosif an additional chiddush that even if you don't say that word, but if it's in the context of someone else saying that word, so it appears within a broader framework where the word Avi is there, that's sufficient to be considered saying your father's name with a title. Rav Avadya Yosef, I saw brought in his name, apparently did feel that a person should say when he was called up to the Torah, he should say Abba Mari or something, even if you're in a context where you can't really say that, like you're in the bank and someplace else, where it's going to be confusing or impossible to start saying Abba Mari so-and-so. So it's pretty safe. Say it under your breath and then say it out loud. It's at least... some say you should do that. Others say it's not the minhag. And earlier the Eretz Tzvi said it's not the minhag. The minhag is that we just answer the question without having to worry about saying Abba Mari or anything like that. One last point: the custom of Jews of various Sephardic cultures, Sephardic, Syrian, African, is that a father will name his child after the father's living parent, the child's grandparent, even while they're alive. So they bring a story about Rav Avadia again. His oldest son apparently is named Yaakov, which was his father's name, and his father was still alive. The way the story goes, the Iraqis do not normally name after living parents, living grandparents of the child. So when Rav Avadia had his first son, Rav Avadia's father, Rabbi Yaakov, asked him, "What are you naming the kid?" So he said, "I'm going to name the kid Avram after the kid's maternal grandfather, who was apparently of Syrian extraction, and they did name after grandparents." So Rabbi Yaakov said, "Hey, what about me? You know, I want the name." So Rabbi Adia said, "We're Iraqi. We don't do that." So his father said, "They don't do it apparently because it's a lack of covet to have the kid being called the same as his mother." And then, "No, if I care, I'm in favor. I'm mochel. I like it." Sure enough, Rav Avadia changed and named his foot. So again, that depends on the other question we were discussing this week about whether Mechila in general and Bizayin Hav works, with Mechila in this particular idea, which is again beyond further topic about whether Mechila works. But according to the story, Rav Avadia felt if that's what his father wanted, that's what he would do. And further, he named one of his daughters, named his daughter Yaffa, which apparently was named after his mother. His mother's name was actually Georgia, or some version of some Arabic form of which meant beautiful. And he named his daughter Yaffa. That's another question with regard to this week's sugya, whether that's called saying your father's name if it's in a different language, if one was called an Arabic form or a Yiddish form, and you're calling the child the Hebrew form. But certainly for his son, that's what he did. He named his son after what his father wanted, so he named his son after his living father.